بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome listeners to another podcast from Shine and again we have Mullah Hudhaifa with us and as ever he has some intriguing issues which he'd like to discuss
Jazakallahu khairan once again for having me Alhamdulillah Now, the discussion that I want to touch upon today and ask regarding is with regards to a part of every student's life, which is mudhakara and muraja'a, which basically entails revision of one's lesson. Ideally, what's usually suggested is, as we know, is that an individual, a student, should review the lesson that he's going to attend before the lesson itself, and then pay attention during the lesson to his teacher, be able to take notes, and because he's reviewed the lesson beforehand, any issues that he may have had before when he looked at the text or when he looked at the lesson ahead, then he could raise those issues if not clarified in lesson. And thereafter, after the lesson, then he reviews it again to just ensure that it is grounded in his mind. So this is generally the advice that's given. Mudhakara, as we know, the students may know, dhakara, it means to remember. Mudhakara on mufa'ala, it means to mutually do something. So mudhakara, it means to mutually discuss, to take counsel from someone, to learn, to go over, to revise, to review. These are all different definitions that are given to mudhakara. So we know that it's a vital aspect of a student's life. This is made possible when an individual is doing it with his classmates, where they're sitting together. Then how does it come to form when you're studying online? For example, on Shine, how would mudhakara come into play?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very interesting question. And mudhakara, muraja, mashallah, these are specific etiquettes of gaining knowledge. So alhamdulillah, when we were devising this system of learning for the online platform on Shine, we were looking at these etiquettes and we want to keep those etiquettes intact because that's a very important part of the knowledge as well. And as we've mentioned in other areas, such as when you've talked about intention, this is an important, vital part of studying. Okay, and also, we've discussed the rank of a student of knowledge. And in that podcast as well, we were touching on the fact that those people who are studying online, mashallah, they are also, Tulab of Ilm, Allah has kept the doors open for all of us.
Exactly.
So similarly, with other adab and etiquettes like mudhakara, muraja'a, alhamdulillah, these things do tie in when you look at it carefully. So for example, we have the interactive videos. And these interactive videos are basically, they make your screen into the whiteboard. So it's like you are partaking within a lesson. Within those recordings and within those lessons, there's a lot of cues and clues as to what's coming next. And there's chances for you to shout out and answer. So automatically there's massive interactiveness there, keeping you fully engaged. Then what we then do is there's loads of activities. So when we introduce a point, there's a lot of activities that follow just to make that point solid and repeat it enough times. So you're saying muraja'a and repetition and recapping. So there's plenty of that happening within the lesson as well.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Then on top of that, as we move along the course, before we move on to something new, or if there's something which we haven't touched on for a long time and mention of that is going to come within a sentence, then we do recap that there also. So there's a chance for students to recap again before they move on. So there's a lot of going back and revising that needs to be done. One of the main areas where there's a lot of mudhakara and muraja and recapping going on is we give assessments throughout this module. So every 6 weeks, alhamdulillah, there's a small assessment that needs to be completed. Now that's testing you on everything that's been learned in the last 6 weeks.
Okay.
And the method of assessment is not just some quick ticks by us. Just say, okay, you've learned it, you haven't learned it. No, we've actually taken the assessment styles from the BTEC studies which they do in colleges.
Okay.
And that's a thorough check that we have to perform. So there's a list of criteria mentioned which the student knows that he's going to be judged against these criteria. And either he's going to pass them with a simple pass grade,
yeah,
or next up is a merit grade, or next up is a distinction grade. So there's certain criteria he needs to meet in each of those areas. And that's what we check through in the whole assessment. So it's not like question one is just on this and he'll get a pass, and question two is just about merit and question three is just distinction.
Yeah.
There's elements within the questions which are leading to a pass and a merit and a distinction. Okay. So if he can answer at this level, this is what he's on. If he can answer at this level, this is what he's on. So for us, we have to mark it very thoroughly. And for a student, for him to attain the marks, and they know what's being sought of them because they've got the list of that criteria, they will then have to go back and recap and revise as well to get to acquire and to show that they know what they're doing on that particular assessment paper. So these are many forms of mudhakara and muraja that we have within the actual system as well. And I think you can appreciate that the actual etiquette of mudhakara and muraja is being met within this system of learning.
Yeah. Okay, no, that totally makes sense, mashallah.
We also offer a one-to-one help service as well, and we do not cap that. So if you need 5 minutes, inshallah, we'll be willing to offer you 10 minutes. You know, we want to go a step further, because when you're studying online, you need support there.
Yeah.
It helps. It's a massive help. And without that one-to-one support sometimes, it becomes difficult for people to move forward. One of the points which you mentioned at the beginning was that a student, they go over the sabak once themselves,
yeah,
before the lesson. Then they do it within the lesson, and then they do it after the lesson. The students here do have that option if they want to do that. So they can actually go over the book themselves and then see what's on the videos. And then after, go back. And as they're completing the exercises, they're automatically revising things anyway.
Yeah.
So they can go back also, like we said, when they've got assessments, they'll have to go back and revise things as well. And more recently, what we've started to introduce is some revision slides. So we've put them into PDF format. And that way, our whole aim is to make learning flexible and easy for everybody.
Yeah.
And sometimes to go over a whole lesson might be difficult as well. So they may have studied, let's say we've got 5 videos in the week, and after 6 weeks they've got 30 videos. They don't know where a certain point is, and they just want to go and check, is that point correct or incorrect?
Yeah.
Something's going through their mind. So what we've started doing is making some revision slides for them now, so they can just go and they'll say, okay, lesson 1, lesson 2, lesson 3, this is what the main points were. So they've got those revision slides to go back to as well. Yeah. And obviously being in PDF form now, they can annotate on those as well. So if there's any extra examples they want to put, they can put them as well. Or if they're listening to it again, if they're going over the lesson again and they want to annotate some things on there, then they're free to do that as well. So alhamdulillah, in that way, there's a lot of mudhakara and muraja that we've
incorporated into it. Mashallah, that's brilliant. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallahu khairan for that. I think that's quite comprehensive, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. Just make dua. Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for everybody. Make Allah Ta'ala accept it for all of us as well.
Ameen.
And I think there has been a lot of positive feedback from the students as well, because what's expected of them within this module, they know it's clearly outlined to them.
Yeah.
You know, and the timing that they have to put is very flexible for them to actually manage that time. So yeah, alhamdulillah. And inshallah, we will meet again at some point.
Inshallah.
I'm sure you'll have some more questions for us.
Inshallah. Inshallah, most definitely. Jazakallahu khairan.
Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.